When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 232, 8 Things Happy Successful People Never Say, Part 1, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friend? Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Living Daily, or OLD. That's why I call you my old friend. Although if you've been listening to this for 232 episodes, then I guess you are an old friend. Anyway, I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who is afraid to read out loud, or speak for that matter, in public, but likes to read to you. And today I'm reading to you a post from markandangel.com, a massively successful personal development blog. But before we get into it, you have only one day left to be entered into a drawing to win a book by The Minimalists. I give away their book on the first of every month to a random person on my mailing list. So to be a part of that and also get a bunch of free stuff from me, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. That's the fastest way to join. Or you can visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. Once you're entered, you'll get your free gifts automatically. And again, you'll be entered to win a book every single month, all for free. You just need to do it by Sunday since the drawing is on Monday morning. And that's it for the intro. Let's start optimizing your life. 8 Things Happy Successful People Never Say, Part 1, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. That's what careless words do. They make you love life a little less. How well have you chosen your words? Have you put them to positive or negative use? If I eavesdropped on your self-talk or your conversations with others, would I hear statements that create happiness or statements that refute it? Words are powerful. They can create or they can destroy. Even the small words you whisper under your breath can be the ones to hurt you or save you. Your ability to write a happy life story hinges on your language. It is your inner and outer verbal expression that makes your joy possible and that infuses your life with purpose and vitality. Today, I challenge you to choose your words wisely. It's time to stop saying, number one, my goals and dreams can wait. To accomplish great things, you must not only act, but also dream, not only plan, but also believe. Be a dreamer, a believer, and a courageous and cheerful thinker. Be a positive motivator, a productive doer, and a go-getter who keeps her head in the clouds and her feet on the ground. Let the spirit of passion and possibility ignite a fire within you to do something worthwhile today, and don't forget to spread your enthusiasm to those around you. There's no excuse for being an amateur forever. Life is short. The day is rapidly approaching when the risk to remain perched in your nest is far more detrimental than the risk it takes to fly. Fly, spread your wings, start now. What a disgrace it would be for you to grow old without ever seeing the beauty and strength of your full potential. Be bold enough to use your voice, brave enough to listen to your heart, and strong enough to live the life you've always imagined. And remember, people are going to talk regardless of what you do or how well you do it. So worry about yourself before you worry about what others think. Number two, I don't have a choice. William James once said, quote, when you have a choice to make and you don't make it, that in itself is a choice, unquote. Nothing could be closer to the truth. Ultimately, life has no meaning. You have a meaning and you bring it to life. It is a waste to always be questioning yourself when you are the answer. Until you can look at yourself in the mirror and honestly say, I have a choice. I am here now because of the choices I've made in the past. You will never be able to say, I choose differently. You're choosing all day, every day. If you're struggling at a job you don't love, look at it this way. You're choosing to make a living to pay your mortgage, support your family, and fuel your dreams. Don't resist it. Own it. That's where your power is. If you're in a relationship that's causing you pain, you're choosing to be in it. Maybe staying will lead to essential growth or a breakthrough or a deeper understanding of love, or not. But you're choosing to be in or out right now. Whichever you choose, own it. That's where your power is. Angel and I discuss this in more detail in the happiness chapter of 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently. Number three, they are probably right, so I must be wrong. Don't allow others to confuse you. Don't let them convince your heart what is right for you. Your heart already knows. Listen to it. Don't let anyone dilute the power of your inner voice. You've got to stand up for something specific on your own two feet, or you achieve nothing worthwhile in your own mind. Within you, there is formidable and undeniable sense of purpose. Happiness comes from making a solid and persistent connection to that purpose. When your intentions are supported by a why that has meaning, you will find the how to bring them to life. Bottom line, what's right for you may be wrong for others and vice versa. The truth is that the world isn't really as it is, but as we see it, and we all see it differently. So don't be scared to step out of line. It's okay to go off the beaten path, as long as you know why going a different way is right for you. Some people may resent the freedom that you create in your life when you choose to be true to yourself. If you come across these people, ignore them and carry on. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled 8 Things Happy, Successful People Never Say by Mark Sharonoff of MarkandAngel.com. So those are the first 3 things, and I'll read the next 5 to you in tomorrow's show. And speaking of tomorrow, that's your last day to be in on a giveaway I'm doing. I'm raffling off a copy of the book Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by The Minimalists. It's a great book, and The Minimalists are frequent contributors to this show and Optimal Finance Daily. So to be a part of the OLD family, show some support for this podcast for free, and get free stuff from me, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address, or just text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And I'll leave it at that. Have a great weekend, and we'll continue this post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.